It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Motherlode Views each week explores issues facing the region with local leaders. And once a year, around graduation time, we shift and focus on issues and challenges facing the next generation of leaders, local high school students. We have four graduating seniors on the panel today from the two largest high schools in Tuolumne County. They are recommended by their school administrators. From Sonora High School, we have Eli Ingalls and Isadora Lopez. From Somerville High School, Owen Herrera and Cora Lee Oliva. Thank you all for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So there are no right or wrong answers with any of these questions. It's a chance to hear kind of about issues facing the younger generation. So before we get started, I might just go around the panel here and have you introduce yourself, tell us about yourself, you know, what you did in high school, and maybe a little bit about what your plans are next year. We'll start with Eli.
Hi, I'm Eli Ingalls. I go to Sonora High School, like you said. Graduating when we took this, it's going to be tomorrow. I'll be graduating. I play football. I play basketball. Part of the FFA program at our school. I'm a rally commissioner at our school. Just done a lot. Sonora High has been awesome.
Very good. Isadora, how about you?
Hi, I'm Isadora Lopez, and I go to Sonora High. And I've been part of Mock Trial, Multicultural Club, CSF, and I currently hold the role as the ASB president.
Cool. And Owen, you're next.
Hi, I'm Owen Herrera. I play football, soccer, and baseball for all 4 years. I'm also the rally commissioner at Somerville. I'm graduating in 2 days, so not the same as Eli over here, but still. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And Cora.
Hi, I'm Cora Lee Oliva. I am a triple threat athlete all 4 years, participating in soccer, softball, volleyball, and swim. I've also done ASB for 2 years as the activities commissioner, and my plans next year to go to San Diego State for psychology.
Very good. So I'll go backwards this time. I'll start with you, Cora. You know, what would you say were kind of the best parts of the high school experience?
I would say being involved in being around, like, the social aspect of high school has been the best part, whether it's sports or ASB or just anything held at the school. Making sure to stay involved has definitely been the best part of my high school.
Owen, how about you? The best part of high school?
My favorite part was for ASB, we go to these state conferences called Castle. And at Castle, you meet all these people who want to meet you, and just like you, a whole bunch of ASB kids. And so going to that, having so much fun, it was probably the best. So join ASB and then do it. So yeah, so much fun.
So for people who aren't familiar with ASB, can you explain what it is?
So it's all the student leaders on campus. We run all the rallies. We run all the dances. We run all the spirit weeks. So anything that you see that's like not really schoolwork related, but more the fun side, that's us. So we kind of in the background putting up the posters, doing all the work, but it's a great opportunity. It looks great on college applications. So if you're ever thinking about it, just do it. It's so fun.
You decide too what happens at your school, right?
Yeah, get a voice.
Isadora, how about you? What would you say is the best part of the high school experience?
Like Cora said, being involved, it's opened so many new doors for me, like meeting people and just like gaining new experiences and techniques. Like, I feel like communication is very needed in ASB, and I definitely got to work on it. And yeah.
You said you were a leader with ASB?
Yeah. I am currently serving as the ASB president at Sonora High.
So what are the types of things you do as ASB president?
I pretty much get to oversee everything, and I pretty much just get to be involved in everything that ASB plans, and yeah.
It's a great way to meet friends. And
definitely, yeah. It's a great way to be involved in the school community.
Eli, how about you? Looking back, what was kind of the big takeaways and highlights of high school?
I grew up with a lot of my friends. We went to Sonora Elementary School, and we all kind of went to Sonora High. So just like basically being with my brothers every day, that was probably the highlight of my high school career. But I would say that not just my specific group of friends, but my entire class, people that I didn't really know that well, getting to know them. I feel like we are definitely a family in that respect. I can pretty much go up to anybody at my school and be like, yo, what up? And they're like, yo, Eli, what up? It's pretty cool and connected. And I didn't really think that was going to happen, but I'm really, really grateful it did.
How about the sports highlights? You mentioned being an athlete earlier.
Yeah, football, I mean, you can't really beat it. Back-to-back state champions, you can't really beat that. I don't know how you beat that. But then basketball, loved that sport, played it since I was a little kid. And I think Sonora's competitive edge in sports is something that I kind of anticipated, and I got what I wanted. So,
so for people who don't know you, what position did you play in football?
I was a quarterback for our team. I played quarterback my junior and senior year. Played a little wide receiver my sophomore year, but mostly quarterback, yeah.
So what was that state tournament experience like?
Oh, dude. The amount of support that we have from this community is insane. Riding those buses down there and having any food we needed, the hotel was amazing. You kind of feel like, I don't know, like you're like a pro. Like it was super cool. Stadium's awesome. Fans traveled. It was crazy.
Stick with the first two Sonora High School students first for this next one. Isadora, I'll go with you for this particular question. You know, what would you say are kind of the biggest challenges or things that you're worried about just looking out, you know, past the high school years as a younger member of the community?
I definitely think, like, stress was, like, a big challenge for me. With being involved in so many things and taking AP courses, it can be very overwhelming, and I feel like I look around at my peers who are also in the same place as me, and they would all be stressed out, and it's like, first you're surrounded by those people who are stressed out, and it doesn't reduce your stress, and then you go home and you see all the things that you have to do, and it was just really challenging. But I feel like I found a way to kind of overcome it, and like I just had to plan things better. And then yeah, I just feel like that was the biggest challenge for me, at least through high school.
Cool. Eli, same thing for you. You know, looking out past high school now, you know, what do you see as kind of the big challenges and just worries that you have as somebody going into the next period?
So my biggest goal was to get a scholarship to play football somewhere. There was a few opportunities, but they weren't full ride scholarships. So it was too far away for me to be able to do it on my own. So I'm playing football at Modesto Junior College with a few of my buddies. And our biggest challenge right now is, do we commute and spend money on gas, which is super expensive? I went and bought a commuter car with my dad to get like 40 miles a gallon, but it's, I don't know, a new adjustment for me. The other thing is we're looking into renting a place and splitting it, but the cost of living is super expensive. So the time management between practice and working enough to make a living so we don't end up on the street, that's probably our biggest, I would say, like hurdle we got to get over. But overall, I'm just excited. I know it's going to be fun. It's a new opportunity, so yeah.
Owen Herrera, how about you?
Probably the biggest thing is like just managing the transition from high school, where like you have all the support from teachers and everything, and going into like a university so far away. I really had to like get down to like the cents and the dollars of like attending Cal Poly, and being able to like see if I can actually afford, or I have to go to like a smaller school or something like that. And so just like finding where I could get those extra dollars, like extra work, you know, it's just, that's probably the biggest thing right now. But me and my parents made it work and planning to go, so.
And same question over to you, Cora.
Yeah, I would agree with my peers that definitely the finances, finding the cost of living is going to be really hard. Also, San Diego State is about 8 hours away from here, so being without my family and a lot of my close friends is definitely, I foresee, being a hard transition for me. But I know that my parents did a really good job raising me and preparing me for this moment in my life. So I'm not so much scared and worried. I'm actually really excited for this new time in my life.
Optimistic for the new things on the horizon.
Yes.
You know, did any of you work part-time as high school students?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm just kind of curious, what type of jobs are available? Eli, what type of work were you able to find part-time?
So me and my buddies do a bunch of landscaping, but I also work a part-time job at Rawhide Meats. I'm a packer, and I just started cutting my own stuff. Like, I've been trained in that, but I've worked there for almost a year. Yeah, it's been a really cool job. Another industry, like I said, I'm involved with the FFA, Future Farmers of America. So agriculture runs really thick in my family, and seeing that side of it and being able to feed the community has been pretty cool.
Owen and Cora, what type of part-time jobs were you guys able to find?
In 7th and 8th grade and freshman year, I was a soccer referee. And then, but like, I've always like cut wood, because my dad works at Sierra Pacific, and so he's allowed to like take like not good wood. And so we take it and we like cut it up and we sell it to people. So I've done that my whole life. And then recently I am for the last like 3 years, I'm a lifeguard at the Tuolumne Pool. And so that's been helping me a lot. And then I just work part-time at the Twain Hart Wash and Dry. So shout out Mr. Rodriguez.
And Cora?
So my family owns Boyer Construction, so I've worked part-time there on and off. And then I just recently in this past year have become a barista at Revive Coffee. So I've just kind of been working part-time wherever I can, and I also house sit.
So just kind of a general question, do you feel like, not necessarily your particular situations, but is it difficult for students to find part-time jobs? I'm curious your thoughts. Eli, how about you?
So when I was 16, I had my driver's license and I was trying to get hired somewhere. Part-time is kind of hard to get if you're not 18 years old, but it's doable. Like, you can go out and you just kind of have to pursue it, but it's definitely not, I wouldn't say it's like easy at all.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
No, I agree with Eli. I think that it's not necessarily easy, but it is something that if you want it, you have to go out and get it. And I know that our local businesses have been so amazing about being flexible with people that have super busy schedules, like all four of us up here playing sports and being involved. I know that our local businesses have been really great about finding times to get us in there and help us get a little extra money.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with a panel of graduating seniors on this weekend's Motherload Views. We have from Somerville High School, Owen Herrera and Cora Lee Oliva, and from Sonora High School, Eli Ingalls and Isadora Lopez. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area. For family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service, call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It is graduation season in the Motherload. Once a year, we invite a panel of graduating high school seniors to talk about issues facing the younger generation. They were recommended by their school administrators. From Sonora High School, we have Eli Ingalls and Isadora Lopez. And from Somerville High School, Owen Herrera and Cora Lee Oliva. Owen, I'll start with you with this next question. You know, if there was something you wish that Tuolumne County had, specifically for the younger generation, but doesn't have currently, what would you add to Tuolumne County?
I would add more, like, things to do. Like I know we're in a small town and we don't really have, like, all the things you can do in the bigger cities. But just, like a little bit, like, extra for, like, the kids. I remember growing up, it was either the movie theaters, mini golf, or Walmart. So just, like, something extra for the kids to do, like, another, maybe revise a skate park or have, like, lessons to teach, like karaoke or, I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. I remember there used to be something in Twain Hart that, I remember Twain Hart used to be so, like, kid-friendly and everything, but then it just kind of disappeared. And so maybe we just revise that and bring it back.
Cora, how about you? What do you think?
I would say maybe bring back some more, like, opportunities for kids to start focusing, like, on diet, nutrition, and exercise. I know we have, like, altitude sports and a few odd gyms here and there, but there's really no places that really focus on, like, the importance of nutrition around here. So I would just say maybe a facility or something for that.
Sounds good. Isadora Lopez, what would you add?
Like Owen was saying, I'm from the Bay Area, so I used to go out, like, to the mall or something when I was little, and I remember seeing, like, people my age or even, like, when I was little, like, in fifth grade, fifth graders would be out there with their friends, and I just think Sonora, or Tuolumne in general, needs more activities. I remember moving here and being very, like, bored because I didn't have very many options, and also it was during COVID, so a lot of things were closed. But I feel like a mall or, like, just things in general, like Owen was saying, like, I feel like the skating park would be really cool if it was kind of redone, or I don't know, I felt safer there. I don't know, but yeah.
So you said you moved here from the Bay Area during COVID?
Yeah.
So that was about 4 or 5 years ago?
Six.
Six years ago?
Yeah, in March. Yeah.
So coming from the Bay Area, how would you describe, you know, Tuolumne County schools versus the Bay Area schools?
Very less competitive. The Bay Area was very competitive, a lot of more opportunities. And when I moved to Sonora L, I just remember feeling, like, very bored as well. I felt like I wasn't being as challenged as I was in the Bay Area.
Eli Ingalls, how about you? If there was something you could add to Tuolumne County, what would it be?
I mean, personally, I think we got a lot of, like, we have the wilderness, man. I go out and do stuff with my friends all the time, go fishing, so I appreciate that. As a kid, I was actually born in Escalon, and it was kind of a bunch of orchards out there. So I feel like a little opposite Isidore. I definitely went up and things to do. But I will say, being an athlete, for competition, we used to travel, man. We would go to different states, Sacramento, San Francisco. Like you were saying, the competitive edge was for stuff like that. So if we had a facility where we could host tournaments like that with, I don't know, there was like 30 teams, we wouldn't have to travel as far. A lot more people would be able to do it. And I think the level of our athletes would just skyrocket because, man, competitions like that, some of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life, and definitely gives us an edge. So, yeah, maybe a facility to do something like that.
Very good. I'll go back to Somerville High School, our students. You know, next question, I'm curious just how students communicate these days. When I was younger, it was, you know, traditional old school telephone or in person. You know, Cora, how do most students communicate?
Definitely texting is a huge thing, and social media. So we actually, as ASB, we run the Sun Bears account, and so we're always trying to communicate to our students, like, hey, we're having a spirit week next week, or this is coming up, or this event. And we also put up a lot of posters around school. We spend a lot of our time on Canva printing out posters and trying to get word of mouth through that.
Owen, how about you? Your thoughts on communication?
I see Cora's like texting, but there's a lot of people that also like calling. Like, I love calling, like my friend Carter, I call him all the time, Tyler. It's like, I feel like there's like a little bit more connection when you can talk to someone face to face like that, but definitely texting is a huge one. Texting, calling, yeah. FaceTime.
Isadora?
I would definitely agree with Cora. Texting and social media, that's how actually I met a lot of people from Sonora. And also, like you said, posters. ASB is, like, very much in charge of what goes out to the school and the kind of content we give. And ASB does run the Sonora High Instagram as well. And so posters are always up at our school, whether it's a dance, ASB elections, or anything like that. So I definitely think students get to see that, but I feel like students mainly check like their social media rather than looking at posters.
And Eli, how about you? Communication and communicating with friends and that type of thing?
I mean, sounds like a broken record, but social media, we're in the age of it, man. There's so many different platforms that everyone communicates on. But I will agree over here. We had like, I'm kind of not tech savvy, but I just figured out how to do like a group call thing where you can put like five or six people on a phone call. It is the coolest thing. Like having that conversation, it feels like you're with these people, but me and my buddies do it all the time. It's super fun.
Seems like every year when we have the students on, the different social media apps are kind of in or out and that type of thing. Cora, you mentioned social media. What would you say are the most prevalent ones right now, and which ones are kind of less prevalent?
Well, I only use Instagram, but I do know that Snapchat's a really big one, and like, I don't know about Pinterest anymore. People still use that, but yeah, honestly, for me, I'm not really in on like the whole social media thing. I'm really just on Instagram.
Isadora, you mentioned social media too. What would you say are kind of the ones that are most used?
Definitely Instagram and Snapchat. I use Snapchat to like communicate with friends and like friends I have in the Bay Area still. So it definitely connects me with other people. But I would say Instagram and Snapchat are the most popular right now.
Owen, what do you see?
I use mostly TikTok and Instagram, mostly just a time waste. But I'm trying to get off Snapchat. I just didn't have a lot of people texting me on there, so I would just stay mostly on Instagram and TikTok. So,
Eli?
That's kind of crazy you mentioned that. I feel like Snapchat is kind of phasing out. Like, when I was younger, getting to know people, like, I feel like that was something I used a lot, but I don't 100%. Know, I haven't used it in forever. Honestly, like I said, that group call thing, man, I figured out how to do that, and now I just talk to my friends like that. Snapchat's out
the window. FaceTime's back in.
Yeah, no, but yeah, obviously, Instagram. People post pretty much their lives on that app, and it's kind of cool to see what everyone's doing. But TikTok, yeah, we use that a lot for, like I said, I was a rally commissioner. We make like there's like trending videos, and we'll like do like spoofs on them and stuff for that. But my sister, she's a freshman, and her class is so into the TikTok, man. It's like, they call it like brain rot or whatever, and they walk around saying weird stuff. And I have no idea what's going on, but they love it, so.
I'm curious, too, just do you see a lot of bullying in high school? And if so, is it on communication devices? Is it in person? Just kind of curious your thoughts on that. I'll start with Owen.
I feel like at our town, like, maybe is it or is a better thing, but at our town, we're so small that we don't really, like, I don't see anything. Like, there might be some people that, like, get a joke thrown at them, but usually it's just all in good spirits, and I don't really see too much, but I can see from the other point, like, we have, at our school, like, 600 people, so everyone knows everyone, everyone's going to back up everyone, so that's one of the benefits of living in such a small town, because you have that such close-knit community that it's like, why bully someone when they could be at your, like, be interviewing for them, mm-hmm. like, 2 years.
Cora, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with Owen. I don't really see much of the bullying or really cyberbullying or physical bullying. I really think that the word bullying has been taken out of context from what it used to be to now. I mean, kids are going to be mean, and that's just what it is, but I really don't see a lot of that in our community.
Isadora, what have you noticed?
I feel like when I moved here, it was a really big culture shock because I came from the Bay Area and people were honestly like kind of mean there. And then I moved here and everyone was so nice. And I still feel like I see that in high school. I mean, like Cora said, people are going to be mean. And obviously, like, that goes with everything, I feel like. So I don't really see a lot of physical bullying and cyberbullying. If there was any, I don't think I'd be like part of that or see any of that. But yeah, I feel like everyone's really nice here.
Eli, what have you witnessed?
Being an upperclassman, when I was an underclassman, I mean, there's expectations. I wouldn't call it bullying, but you kind of learn what's right and wrong. And I think that there's a responsibility of upperclassmen to teach underclassmen that, like, when you're immature and you're young, you're going to make dumb choices. And if you have responsible upperclassmen that want to see you be better, like they said, this community is full of great people. And if they see you goofing off, like, hey, man, like, that's not cool. Like, I think the term bullying is not the right term for that. But I would say that we have very influential people in our class that are really good at helping underclassmen understand what it means to be a wildcat at our school. So I wouldn't call it bullying. I don't think there is that bullying aspect anymore.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with a panel of students who are graduating seniors in Tuolumne County. From Sonora High School, Eli Ingalls and Isadora Lopez. And from Somerville High School, we have Owen Herrera and Cora Lee Oliva. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We're going to have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about issues facing younger leaders in Tuolumne County. We have a panel of four graduating seniors in Tuolumne County. Joined on the program from Somerville High School, Owen Herrera and Cora Lee Oliva. And from Sonora High School, Eli Ingalls and Isadora Lopez. Isadora Lopez, I'll start out with you during this final segment here. So you are now a graduating senior, and there's going to soon be an incoming class of freshmen coming to Sonora High School, your particular school. What advice do you have for them to make sure that they, you know, fully take in the experience?
I would definitely say get involved in everything. If you haven't already, like, signed up for leadership, sign up, be a part of clubs. Clubs have honestly opened so many doors for me. Mock trial was so fun, and I hope to be a lawyer one day, so it definitely gave me some experience in that background. And leadership helps you make so many new friends, and being involved honestly gives you, like, a sense of, like, belonging, I feel like. And I would just say get involved in everything.
Eli, what would you say?
I would say be genuine. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Everybody else is trying to fit in, too. So they're going to appreciate you for who you are. don't try to be somebody you're not. That's a common mistake I think a lot of people make when you go into high schools. You want to be someone that you're not, but just trust me, be yourself. Like Isadora said, get involved in as many things that you can, as long as you're passionate about them. Don't get into something if you don't want to do it, because that doesn't help anybody. But if there's something that you really are passionate about, do it, because if you don't, you're going to regret it. It goes by really fast.
Cora, what advice do you have for incoming freshmen?
I would say, like everyone else said, you know, staying involved is really important, but also, like, prioritizing your schoolwork and then making time for people that you truly love and that truly love on you, because it's really important to make time for your people, because I know next year I'm going to miss my people, and definitely making time for them is something that you should prioritize throughout your entire high school career.
And Owen?
I would say, like, don't be scared of the upperclassmen, like, especially, I mean, like, have respect for everybody, but I remember when I was a freshman, I was so, like, scared to do anything fun or to, like, be loud at a spirit section because I felt like I was going to get yelled at by some loser senior. And but I would just say that, like, if I saw some freshmen that, like, wanted to be active and, like, participating and was being loud, I would respect them. I'd be like, that's a cool kid. I want to be with that kid. So just, like, don't be afraid to do something that you want to do just because of what someone else is going to think bad about you. And then lastly, always run to the lunch line. You know, get there first. You push kids down if you have to.
Yeah, one of those kind of more serious questions. Year after year, you kind of hear concerns, and not asking about yourselves individually, but you hear about vaping being an issue at the high school level. I'm just kind of curious what you've kind of witnessed. Is it a prevalent issue in high school right now? And just kind of your thoughts on that. Cora, how about you?
It's 100% a problem. It's happening everywhere. It's becoming more discreet and easier for kids to access it. So a tip on that and more advice on that is know who you want to be and surround yourself with the people that you want to be, because you become who you're with. So if you're hanging out with people that are vaping and trying to get you to vape, that's who you're going to be. And if you're not, like, you're going to be way better off, in my opinion.
Great advice. And Owen, how about you? What have you witnessed?
Yeah, 100%. Vaping is a huge problem. Even in elementary school, it was happening. Like, it's crazy. 7th, 8th graders are doing it. And, like, this just goes for every kind of addiction. Like, even if you don't think it's an addiction, it is, and it hurts, and it will affect your life. It's a horrible thing. I stay away from it. All my friends stay away from it. But exactly what Cora said. If you're hanging out with people who do that, you're eventually going to do it. Like, it's a matter of time. You can try and help. You can try and, like, guide your friends. But those people are going to have that kind of influence on your life. And so I would just stay away from it. It's going to destroy your life.
Isadora, what have been your observations with vaping?
It's definitely a problem at our school. I feel like everyone is doing it, and like Cora said, it's definitely more discreet. I remember my freshman year, I was so terrified to go to like this one bathroom in the C building because all of these girls would pile themselves into like one stall, and they would just vape and vape like endlessly, like through all my periods. I would go in there like for my like first period, and then my 5th, and they'd still be in there, and I was just always scared because I didn't want to get caught up in that. And it was definitely a struggle because there's like detectors in the bathroom, and if you're like in the bathroom at the wrong time, I feel like you would definitely be a suspect or be in trouble. And it was just a very big struggle for me, and I know it wasn't a struggle for me, it was also a struggle for my friends, because they would have the same complaints, the same concerns. And like you guys have all said, like, being and like surrounding yourself with the people you think you should be with. Like, I've cut out so many people in my life because they've either gone down the wrong path, or I just don't want to be caught up in that. And it's like hard, but it's definitely a problem, and I feel like schools need to do better on fixing it.
And Eli, how about you? What have you witnessed?
You know, they kind of all hit the nail on the head here. It is an issue. There's other issues, other substances that people abuse. And I do believe everyone has their own free will. That's why we live in America. So you do what you want, but make sure, like they said, you make the choice that you think is best for you. It is an addiction, and it does change people. I have some friends that I've grown up with my whole life. I still love them, like, very much, but it does change them. Their emotions are different. They're not the same. So make the right choice for you, whatever that choice is, and you stick with it because there's consequences, good and bad, for everything that you do.
Going to have to end on that note. I thank you all for coming in today. I'm optimistic about the future. You've made some great comments here today, and I want to thank our guests for coming in. We've from Sonora High School, Eli Ingalls and Isadora Lopez. From Somerville High School, Owen Herrera and Cora Lee Oliva. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So much.
And I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.